Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, Rambam Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud, Halachos, Zayin, and Ches. Previous shiur, we asked a slew of kashas on the sugyan on the Rambam, and now we're going to continue on that derech. The shiur should be Yischus, the Refuas Shalom Ben Gila, Refuah Moshe Chaim, and Yafishena Chanka, and Shoshana Bas Sipporet Cyril, and Tamar Nesia Bas Elisheva, Tova. The Mishnah Lamelech asks, and the Rambam here, from the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis, it says there that if somebody makes a neder from a mulin, from those who are circumcised, he is not allowed to get hana from any Jew, and he's allowed to get hana from any goy, because even if the goy is circumcised, he's not considered circumcised. So, Noder men amulim, Asr mi Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, Mutar ba'akum. And it says if you're one's Noder men ha'reilim, if one makes a neder not to get hana from those who are not circumcised, so he's aser b'mulei umas ha'olam. He's not allowed to get hana from those who are circumcised from the umas ha'olam. So I understand why arelim, why the guy who's circumcised is considered an arel, like the Mishnah says, kol ha'goyim arelim. They automatically have a status of arelim. So that would mean then that a b'nei keturah, even though they are chayiv in mila, as we saw in the Rambam, that b'nei keturah are chayiv in mila, nevertheless, they're still going to be considered arelim because kol ha'goyim arelim. Ayin shom in the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Memtes that we have been discussing. Also in the Kisvei Agrachan Meseches Yevamos. But mulin, those who are circumcised, that should be talui in somebody who's mitzvah ala mila, like the Rambam says in the ninth parak of Hilchos Nedarim, halacha chav beis. And b'nei keturah and mitzvah al hamila. So how can you say that noder min hamulim is mutter be'akum? If somebody makes a neder, he's not going to get hana from somebody who's circumcised, he's mutter, even b'nei keturah. But b'nei keturah were commanded about bris milah, so they should have a din of mulim. You're right, they have a din of arelim, because kol goyim arelim, but they were commanded on milah, so if somebody makes a neder about mulim, they should have a din of mulim, and they should be usher to get hana from the b'nei keturah. So in the Beis Halevi in Parshas Lech Lecha, he says that their milah is not a milah kedosha, it's not a holy milah. So Mimela, it's not Bikadusha, so they are still in the category of Arelim. And with that, he tried to be Miyashiv the Kash and Mishnah Lamelech. However, that would seem only to be Matari, it's the why they're called Arelim, even though they're circumcised. But the main Kash of the Mishnah Lamelech, what he emphasizes, is that why are they not considered Mulin? Why are they not considered circumcised? They're commanded. And once you're commanded, that should mean that you should be considered Mulin if you have the Bris Mila. So that's a Kash that the Beis Halevi doesn't answer. So that's one kasha. Why are b'nei keturah not considered mulin when they are commanded on bris milah? We also have to, and the Rambam says, being commanded on bris milah makes you makes one considered properly circumcised. So if one makes a neder from mulin, he should be asur b'nei keturah. We also have to understand the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Zayin. There, the Gemara says that a goy who circumcises is pasul. And the Gemara has two sources. One is Vatas Brisi Tishmor, that only those who are in the Bris are allowed to circumcise. That excludes Goyim. Another source is Himol Yimol, which could be read Hamol. It's written without a Vav. Hamol Yimol, somebody who has a circumcision can circumcise other people. The Gemara says, Mai Binaihu. What's the difference between these two sources? The Gemara answers, Aravimahu v'gavnunim v'givonimahu. Or gavnunimahu. So the difference is the an Arab who is circumcised, a Givoni who is circumcised, is the one who says himol yimol ika. They're circumcised, and the one who says is so they can circumcise others. The one who says vatas brisi tishmor, but they're not included in the bris. The Gemara says, "Ulamandi Amar Himol Yimol Yika," and according to the one who says that they're included in Himol Yimol, which means only one who's circumcised can circumcise others, and they're considered circumcised. Are they really kosher to do a bris milah? That's nan. Konim sheninenem and arelim muter bareli Yisrael vasid muli avde kochavim. Al ma'afagav de mihili kamandaloi mihili dami. That if somebody says I'm not going to be nene from those who are uncircumcised, he's allowed to be an enemy of Israel because they're considered gemalit. They're considered like they have a bris mila, and it's aser b'mulei ovdei kochavim. He's now allowed to be nene from those of the ovdei kochavim who do have a circumcision because they're considered arelim. Alma, we see from here afagav de mehili commanded lo mehili dam. Even though they're circumcised, it's like they're not circumcised. So the Gemara says, even according to this man the Omer, even according to the man the Omer of himol yimol, they are still not considered circumcised. The Aravimahul and the Gavnunimahul are not considered circumcised, even according to the Mandam of Himol Yimol. Why? From the fact that Noder Min Ha'arelim, if one makes a neder not to get enough from Arelim, he's also to get enough from them, they're considered Arelim. So Ayin Sham in the Gemara, in the Kisvei Agrach and Maseches Yevamos, he explains this sugya, that the discussion is not the shame Arel. The discussion is if he has mitzvahs mila. That's how we explain Da'as HaBehag and the Rambam, that it's talui b'mitzvah. Now, who's an Aravi Mahul? Says Reb Chaim, it's about B'nai Keturah. And B'nai Keturah don't have a mitzvah of bris mila. So he doesn't explain, Reb Chaim doesn't explain why through the din of Kol HaGoyim Arelim he's not included in Himol Yimol. They are commanded in the mitzvah of Mila. B'nai Keturah are commanded in the mitzvah of Mila. So how can he understand the Gemara that's saying that they're not commanded in the mitzvah of Mila? So yes, he brings the Mishnah of Aser B'mulei Akum, that if somebody makes a neder that he's not going to get Hana from Arelim, then he is usher from even Mulei Akum, even those Goyim who do have a bris mila. So that's very good, but we're still stuck with the fact that the B'nai Keturah do have mitzvahs mila. To say that they're considered kol ha'goyim arelim and hanodim and arelim is not allowed to get an off from them seder, but these b'nei keturah, if one is nodim and hamulim, they should be aser b'nei keturah because their milas, they were commanded on mila. If that's the nidon according to Reb Chaim, whether they're commanded, they were commanded. And the Ritva in Avodah Zarah asks, if the Givoni or the Gavnuni is considered a B'nai Keturah, so why is he commanded lo mehili? Why is he considered that he's not circumcised? He is circumcised. And it's also hard to say about somebody that they're considered Arelim and Mulim at the same time. So if one is said he's not going to be Nene from Arelim, you can say Kol HaGoyim Arelim. You can say one can tie it. Okay, Beseder, Kol HaGoyim Arelim. But that's because they're not commanded about Bris Mila. But the B'nai Keturah, they are commanded about Bris Mila. So they Bechlal should have the status of circumcised people when they have the circumcision. They're Mulim. So, quoting the Mishnah to try to prove that B'nai Keturah, that they're considered Arelim, because a person makes a neder konam, mashinineh min Arelim, aser b'mulei ovdei kochavim, that he's not going to get enough from Arelim, he's aser b'mulei ovdei kochavim, and that would include B'nai Keturah, hagufa time abayim. That requires a reason, we have to understand why. Why are they considered Arelim? They're commanded in Bris Milah. Once they're commanded in Bris Mila, so they should be considered Mulim. The average guy who does a Bris Mila, so he's not commanded, so he's a din of Arelim. But the B'nai Keturah are commanded. So therefore, they should have a din. That's what the Ritva asks. How can you say command alo mehili? They are Nimo. They're commanded. So look there in the Ritva. He was machriach like Rashi, as we discussed in the previous shir, that Rashi holds that Zera B'nei Keturah, not Chayiv B'mila. The Chiyuv Mila is only in the six B'nei Keturah of Avram, but not anybody else. So they're Taka not commanded in Mila. So even if you hold that they're B'nei Keturah, even if you hold that they're B'nei Keturah, even if you hold that they're that the Aravima hold or Givonima hold, they're B'nei Keturah, they're still not going to be, they're not Chayiv and Mila, and they're considered Arelim. Seder, so that's all good, Lashitas Rashi. What's the Rambam going to answer? Why, according to the Rambam, are B'nai Keturah not considered Nimolim? Why are they not considered circumcised? If they have a circumcision, and they're commanded to have a circumcision, so they're circumcised. So how can you say that they're not circumcised? This is a kasha in the Rambam. We also see in the Tosa Rosh in Sanhedrin and Tesamar Aleph that it's pasha to the Gemara that we learned last time that B'nai Yishmael and Esav aren't chayv and mila. What's the pshitas of the Gemara that B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Esav aren't Chayv and Mila? Because otherwise they're included in Himol Yimol and they could circumcise. Because they're considered circumcised, they can circumcise others. Now this is Shver according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds that B'nai Keturah are Chayv and Mila. Nevertheless, they're not able to circumcise others. They're not considered mulin. They're not included in himo yimo. So in the Sefer Tam HaMelech, Perek Yud Beis Be'akum, brought in the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Beis, he writes Bipshitus that the B'nai Keturah are included in as Brisi Hefar and himo yimo, and it's said that they can circumcise others. But that's neged harishonim, that givoni mahul is b'nei keturah. They hold b'nei givoni mahul is considered the b'nei keturah. The Gemara says that givoni mahul can't circumcise others. Look in the Rach and Avodah Zarah and the Ritva that we mentioned, the Ramban and Yevamos Mem Vav Amid Beis. We have to understand why not. If they're commanded in Bris Mila, why should b'nei keturah not be able to circumcise others? In the Shagas Aryeh, Heilige Shagas Aryeh, he writes that even if B'nai Keturah are Chayiv and Mila, they're not Chayiv and Priya. Like it says in Yevamos, Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, Lo Nitna Priya L'Avram Avinu El Yehoshua. Priya was not given to thee, to Avram Avinu. Priya was only given to Yehoshua. And B'nai Keturah were Chayiv Mitzah that they commanded by from Avram Avinu are not chayv in priya. Priya is after you do the cut, so then you split the skin that remains. So B'nai Keturah are not chayv in priya, and that's only for Jews. And therefore, Zok the Shagas Aryeh, they're not included in Himol Yimol, and they're not considered circumcised. However, Mistimas HaRambam here, it's mashma that they are chayv in mila like a chi of Yisrael, and it's included, that includes priya. And then Hadr Kusha L'Gduchte. Why are they not considered circumcised? Just according to that, we have another kasha. That why are they chayiv in priya? Priya was only given to the Jewish people. Priya was not given to Zera Avram. So you can look in the Sefer Divrei Mordechai of a Gaon Rav Mordechai Mann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Kedushin Simen Chaf, who talks about this. In the Minchas Chinuch, he talks about the question of whether a ger ben keturah needs hatafas dam bris. Maybe he doesn't need hatafas dam bris because when he had his original bris, it was a good bris. So what does he need hatafas dam now for? that he circumcised himself was a good mitzvah of Mila. So why should he need afterwards to hatafas dam, like a regular ger who's a circumcision needs hatafas dam bris? But why should a ben keturah? He had a good bris in the first place. See, he suggests that maybe mitamash agasarye, that he's not chayiv bepriya. And since he's not chayiv bepriya, his mila was not originally a good mila. However, like we said, the mashmaos hapshuta is that he is chayiv in priya, and therefore his bris mila was good in the first place. Despite that, the Rambam, in the 14th parak of Hilchos Esurei B'Halacha Hei, writes Bepashtus that any ger mal requires hatavas dam bris, and that would seem to include b'nei keturah, that even though they originally had a bris mila, and even though in Pashtus that bris mila included priya, they still need hatavas dam bris. And the question is, why? Why should they need hatavas dam bris if their original mila was a good mila? The Minchas Chinuch, he brings from the Ramban in Yevamos and Memvav Amud Beis, who writes that a Givoni Mohel requires Hatavas Dam Bris, since he wasn't commanded. But according to the Rambam, that all B'nai Keturah were commanded, and Givoni Mohel is a Ben Keturah, so he doesn't need Hatavas Dam Bris, because they're Chayiv and Priya. That's very nice what the Minchas Chinuch says, but we're stuck. Because it's not mashma like that in the Rambam himself. In the Rambam, it's mashma that they're chayiv and priya, just like a Jew. And yet, when they give mizgayer, they have to do a tavas dam bris. So how do you understand the Rambam? The Maharshan Sanhedrin Adav Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph writes, and what the Gemara says, Vayichad Yisro, that he was mavir cherev chadal b'sar, we did a milas geirus. So, Frek the Maharsha, Yisro was b'nei keturah. He was descended from Keturah. So anyway, he had a bris mila. So what's pshat that he had to do bris mila? He already had bris mila. So the Maharsha says, talking about priya. He added on the priya because priya wasn't given to Avraham Avinu. However, we're still stuck because Mashmaos Divrei Rambam is that B'nai Keturah are chayiv in priya. Also to say that Yisro did Priya, it's also Shver, because if it wasn't given to Avraham Avinu, then it was given to Yahushua. And Yisro came before that. So then why is he doing Priya? It's before Yahushua. So either we have to say, we could say like the Rambam, that he already did Priya. Or we can say, because in Pashtus B'nai Keturah are chayiv in Priya. Or we can say that it was only given afterwards to Yahushua, so why should he have to do Priya? So Manavshach, he shouldn't have to do Priya. Either because it was already done, or because it wasn't yet necessary. Birkei Yosef says in Yoredei and Simon Reis Samech that it's talking about Atavas Dam Bris. Somebody did Atavas Dam Bris. So you see that he needs Atavas Dam Bris. And then again, we're back to our original Kasha. Our original Kasha is, why did he need Atavas Dam Bris? He had a good Bris in the first place. Why is it necessary to do Atafa? So with this we will conclude. Keep it short. And the next time is Siyata Dishmaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moch and the simchas chayim, we are going to see pilei plos neflos mitaris Hashem. So I hope everybody is going to tune in. And we should be zocha lilmod ulelamed lishmar velasos. Ulekayim is called divrei sam mutaris. So be ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.